Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Right, it's time for the good, the bad, and the dumb Monday edition. A lot of sports over the weekend, but a lot of good and bad and dumb that we got to get to as well. So let's get the good of the day.
Oh, the good of the day. The good of the day I'm giving to the Palm Beach Cardinals social media team.
Palm Beach Cardinals.
Palm Beach Cardinals.
Minor league team of St. Louis, I'm assuming?
Exactly. They
triple
are...
Triple A, double A, single A?
Low A.
Low A, so even worse.
Even worse.
Okay.
But you got to give a... maybe that social media team's got to be promoted to the majors. Because they sent out a barrage of tweets. This happened on Thursday. A barrage of tweets because of who the Mets had starting against them in a rehab start.
Jacob DeGrom.
Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah. He was like mowing down 10-year-olds.
Basically, all you need to know is that in three innings of work, he had 8 strikeouts.
Yeah, he was just
didn't give up a hit, didn't give up anything. But
you've got like 10, seriously, you've got like 17-year-old kids playing in this league, right?
Going up against Jacob DeGrom, who, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a rehab start, but let's be honest. You know, you're talking about one of the best pitchers in the league.
The only thing the Mets wanted to know was, is his velocity there? Is his movement there?
Right.
That's it. They didn't care how many strikeouts
he wasn't wasting any time.
They're just like, let's see you on a mound against a batter. What does it look like when you're in a game situation against, you know, it doesn't matter if these kids are 5.
Yeah. So, I mean, their social media team, the first tweet out of the bag was, we're facing Jacob DeGrom on less than 24 hours' notice. No pressure whatsoever. And then, the one that followed immediately after was a casual 100-mile-per-hour pitch to start the game. Upside-down happy face. I mean, it just went from there. You know, Jacob DeGrom is throwing 102 miles per hour. Someone send help.
Do you remember the Dream Team?
They just had a lot of fun with that.
Remember the Dream Team when they got to Barcelona?
Yes.
And they'd play like Angola, and like the guy who was guarding like Michael Jordan was like looking like, take a picture. Do you think the batters were just like, I don't even care if I strike out. Somebody please take a video of this. I'm going up against Jacob DeGrom. I'm probably never going to see the majors in my lifetime. You know, I'm in this system, but please, I'm going up against Jacob DeGrom. Take a video. They've got to have been a little starstruck by that, right?
I mean, for those batters, how awesome was that, though? Think about it. You're going up against probably one of the best pitchers in the game right now.
I know. It's phenomenal.
You know, and somebody pointed out, the main difference between this start and all his other starts is that this team won like 6-0, 7-0.
Yeah, right. They actually provided
him runs for him.
Yeah, well done.
But for those guys on the stepping into the batter box, I mean, it had to be a thrill. It's like this is real major league pitching, I think he's fine. He was throwing in the hundreds consistently.
You're right, because if you're in the low A ball, you've probably never seen major league level pitching, the kind of pitching speed and movement that a major league baseball pitcher has.
Yeah.
This is probably the first time you've ever seen a curveball do what it does or a slider does.
Right, because you're talking the best. You're talking about these guys paint corners for a living.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't miss.
Yeah,
you know, that's the thing. Like, you can still, in low weight, you can have someone who is a fireball thrower throwing in the high 90s.
But he's still developing.
And he's still developing, and he's all over the place. He could be throwing in the dirty. We could throw him at your head or hit you in the body. Jacob DeGrom is not that. He is consistent. And he's a Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah,
you see kids
in high school pitch in the 90s. It's not about speed. It's about what you do with that ball when it's going 90, right? It's how it spins coming off 90. And then when you get it at the extra super level, it's not just, you know, you're right about DeGrom. It's not just that he's a major league pitcher. He's a Cy Young Award winning best pitcher in the game pitcher. So they're getting a double dose of his brilliance.
A guy who,
low A level,
when he won the Cy Young, easily would have had 20 plus wins.
Yeah, of course.
Had the Mets been able to score a run.
Had the Mets had some sort of level of offense to support.
One run is all they ever needed in a lot of these games for him.
Good job, Palm Beach Cardinals. That's great.
It's funny.
Exactly. All right, what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is, here's a news report you're probably not going to hear too much about, but it's kind of fun, is that Trevor Lawrence sent the Jaguars to voicemail 3 times on draft night.
Really?
I guess there's a rule. The NFL said, like, hey, you can't submit your ticket or whatever until, you know, 7 minutes or 3 minutes have passed. Something weird. Like, you know, when they say you're on the clock?
Right.
I guess the NFL, they won't take it. I really understand the whole thing, but you got to wait 3 minutes before you're able to send it in or call someone and stuff like that. So when that happened, there were 7 minutes left. They just started trying to reach him, and they kept getting voicemail.
So they were trying it, his phone, and it went to voicemail?
Yes.
What was he doing with the phone? Did he have an answer for this?
No, he just wasn't answering it. I mean, I don't know if he was near it. I don't know. I mean,
No. They set this up with the
athletes. Right.
Like, have a phone. Do not touch it. We're the only people that are calling.
Maybe he didn't recognize the number. I mean, at that point, you would say,
stop. Told him exactly what number.
I know. Like, wouldn't you say? We're assuming they did.
You think he looked at his wife and went, Jacksonville? Do we know anybody in Jacksonville?
Yeah. Nah. Let it go to voicemail. This is your moment, Trevor. Don't answer the phone. But yeah, but
Shad was on silent.
As Shad Khan explained, you know, there they are. You're seeing the clock tick away, and we're like, let's try it again. And we got the same recording.
I'm surprised they didn't have 10 numbers available.
I'm surprised they didn't have someone there outside the door.
Outside the door.
You know, just waiting, like, knock on the door, like, hey, Trevor, pick up the phone.
Yeah, well, call his dad, call his mom, call his brother, call his wife. I don't care. Find him. Get him on the phone.
You have all their numbers, don't you?
Do you have to call a player to tell him he's drafted? Can't you just go?
That's a good question.
Learn from the television show.
But
we're taking you.
I mean,
I don't think you have to call and tell them.
We recently learned, you know, a lot of people learn about their firings via Twitter.
Yeah. It's not that they can turn it down. They can't go, no, I actually don't want to be drafted by you. I'm home putting another team call, so thanks, but no thanks. Like, you just go, no, we just drafted you. So you want to play in the NFL? You got to play for us. But that's funny. I'd buy a phone just for that reason.
Yeah.
Right? I would be like, this is my phone. Nobody else has this number but you.
Well,
this is my burner phone.
Why not this? Shad Khan, this is your star player now, right?
That you've known you're going to be drafting for since the second wouldn't you have got Sha- the
wouldn't
one
Shad
pick.
Khan have traded numbers? Say, Trevor, now put my name in this phone. I'm going to call you.
Exactly.
And then you know it's me, you know, Shad Khan, owner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you want that number? You'd have that number. I would punch it in my phone, and I would know immediately.
Maybe he was looking for a Jacksonville number, but, like, the guy that was calling I used to live in Las Vegas, so I have a 702 number.
Maybe it's that.
I've never changed it.
I don't know, but there's video of it that you can watch where everyone, you know, there's a little bit of panic going in. I don't think it would have ruined the draft for him. I don't think it, because they couldn't get a hold of him, they can't draft him.
Right.
But I think it's, you know, you want the optics of it, and you want to say, hey, you know, we're officially taking you number one, just like we've been talking about for the last month, 2 months, 3 months.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
I don't know how to feel about this, and I'm fine with men who choose this, but A-Rod is launching his own makeup line for men.
He is?
Yes.
Okay, give me some more about this.
Well, I mean, after breaking up with J-Lo, the first thing you do is you go in and you create a makeup line. And it's, he's...
Not everything is a great idea, A-Rod.
I know. I know. There's several photos that he shared of him posing with beaming smiles and another showing him using a blur stick by the company Hims, which is a wellness brand that gives men affordable access to hair, vitamins, healthcare, skin products, and more.
All right.
So I don't even know what it is. I'm having to read it. It conceals blemishes or razor bumps. So it's a concealer.
Okay. Is there a market for this? I mean,
that's what I'm talking about.
God, is there a way I could put something on my face to cover up these things? Or do men just kind of tend to go with the whole, this is what I've got.
Yeah.
I got some stubble here. I got a little nick here. I got a little knack there. Yeah, it kind of adds to the ruggedness of my look.
A little razor burn, but I got to conceal that with makeup.
Yeah. Like, I remember in the movie, there was a movie Christian Bale was in called American Psycho. You ever see it?
No.
Yeah,
I've heard of it, though.
He,
I know.
He plays a killer, right? But he plays a killer. But in one of the scenes, he talks about how, like, when he's in the shower, he has, like, this soap and this kind of ointment and this kind of thing and this kind of – and then he does this treatment and that treatment. And it makes you go, he's crazy. Like, why would you – you don't need 15 bottles of different things. Like most men are just like, give me a bar of soap. Good. Done. Right? Maybe this is kind of on that level where it's just – There's a certain small percentage, but they are very lucrative. They'll buy a ton of this stuff.
Well,
you
don't
need to hit 50% of the men. You may just need a small percent, but they'll buy $100 a month of this stuff.
Here you go. Here's a number for you. In 2019, 2,000 men were surveyed by a morning consult.
Mm-hmm.
30% of men ages 18 to 29 said they'd be open to trying makeup.
Oh, my goodness.
While another 30% of men ages 30 to 44 said they were also open to it.
All right. So, see, there you go. A-Rod is he's maybe doing his due diligence on the business. He's not.
I guess the makeup.
He was on Shark Tank.
Yeah. Maybe there's something there. I don't know. I mean, for me, it just seems weird. It's a weird look. I mean, you can see the photo of him putting this concealer on his face. Like, it looks like, I mean, it's just a stick, and he's just rubbing it on his, you know.
That's true.
And yeah. It just, I mean, for me, it's like, all right, is this almost like a nervous breakdown type of situation since J-Lo dumped you?
Yeah, and went with Ben Affleck.
And went back to Ben.
God. If you're A-Rod, you got to be like, even though Ben Affleck was Batman, I have a better resume than that.
Yeah.
I'm Ben Affleck.
I'm A-Rod.
He was in some crappy movies, man. He was in some terrible movies. Although Argo was good. Did you see Argo? I thought Argo was
good. Yeah, no, that one is a good one. I mean, you know, he does have some good films.
He's not bad in Batman. He's better than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
In those Justice League movies.
You know, the problem is, you know, it's just like, you know, when Michael Keaton played Batman.
Yeah.
Because Michael Keaton was really good. Who came after him? Was it Val Kilmer?
I think it was Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer was next. Val Kilmer was terrible.
George Clooney was awful.
Yeah, but that's part of the problem. I thought Christian Bale was excellent.
Yeah, it's hard to follow that up.
And then you come in with Ben Affleck, and you're like, okay, well, it was Ben Affleck. I don't even know how Robert Pattinson turned out.
Yeah, but still, you think you're A-Rod. You're like, I'm a business mogul. I'm part of this basketball team. I'm very rich.
Worth $1 billion. And I put makeup on my face. Maybe he's been putting makeup on his face for a while.
Maybe.
I mean, I know he does for television. They all do.
Yeah, sure, they all do for television.
So
that's
maybe,
part of the deal when you go on TV.
Maybe
you ever seen somebody without makeup on TV?
Yes.
It's unbelievably bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's unbelievably bad.
It's frightening bad.
It is terrifying. That's why these Zoom things, when you started watching people like having to do Zoom reports, it was so awful. It's like, it really is, at least for me. Like the local news here in Nashville, all the anchors would do this stuff from their house, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd watch it.
Most places.
Yeah, and you'd watch it and go, oh, I can't, no matter what you're saying, I can't listen to you. Your face doesn't look good.
Well, that, and they don't have the lighting down at all. The lighting's all over the place.
I'm so distracted by the look of this. It's better if I just turn away and just hear you like you're doing a radio news report than listen to you, than watch you do this.
Yeah, please, cake that makeup on.
That's exactly
right. But now you're A-Rod. If you're buying A-Rod stuff, just, you know, it's going to be a new meeting of, like, you know, hit the powder room, I guess.
Exactly. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Again, Jay Coffin will join us. We'll talk PGA Championship as we continue. It's Sports Map Radio.